Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 25 to 8 here with the sport is Daz Cahill.
Yeah, reflecting on a few great games last night in soccer and in hurling. The big Champions League semi-final brought an extraordinary result. Manchester City 4, Real Madrid 0. Bernardo Silva scored twice in the first half as the champions were dethroned. Militao had an own goal and Julian Alvarez added another late on as City claimed a 5-1 aggregate victory. City will now play Inter Milan on the 10th of June as they look to win the Champions League for the first time. Former Manchester United defender Rio Ferdinand says City are on course to be seen as one of the great sides.
They took your breath away today and we were sitting there in that studio going, how do you beat these guys? Yeah. How could you get away from being penned back and just drained the life out of you? I've played against the Pep Guardiola side, which arguably I think is the best club side ever, in Barcelona when they had Messi and they won a Champions League and they beat us. This team, they've got to win. They've got to win this title and maybe a couple of times, but they're on the route, I think, to be classed alongside teams like that if they continue in this vein of form. Three back-to-back Premier Leagues, a potential treble in the waiting. And then, when do they stop?
Well, also last night, Coventry City won 1-0 at Middlesbrough. And that means they'll now face Luton Town in the Championship final at Wembley next week for a place in the Premier League. Only 4 years ago, they were playing each other in the lowest division in League Two. Amongst tonight's European semi-finals, West Ham take a 2-1 lead to AZ Alkmaar in the Europa Conference League semi-final. In Gaelic games, we had a heck of a game last night. Offaly produced a heroic display to beat Wexford and win the Leinster under-20 hurling title in front of a huge crowd in Carlow. Offaly played most of the second half with 14 men after Charlie Mitchell got sent off for a second yellow card. The sides were level at the time when Mitchell went off in the 37th minute, but Offaly somehow found the battling qualities to go on and win the title. It was a great game, fantastic atmosphere. And the man of the match was Adam Screeny, who scored 1-12 for Offaly. We'll hear from him later. In golf, the second men's major of the season gets underway. The US PGA Championship taking place at Oak Hill in upstate New York. And 99 of the top 100 players in the world teed up there. Looking ahead to it is Greg Allen.
Two players are clearly disputing the favourites tag, the world number one and Masters champion John Rahm and the world number two and players champion Scottie Scheffler. They've been the dominant players of 2023, a year which began with Rory McIlroy occupying the top spot in the world, but his less than consistent year slumped to a new low when he missed the cut at the Masters.
I've had a ton of slumps and lulls in my career and I've been able to figure out ways to get out of them and play great golf again, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Like McIlroy, world number 26 Shane Lowry hasn't been playing to his best form this year, but he seems optimistic after setting eyes on the challenge of Oak Hill.
I like what I see. I think you got to hit fairways and greens out here. You know, when you get out of position, you need to be clever and you need to be good, and it's hard. And I feel like it's the type of golf course that I like.
Former champion Padraig Harrington could possibly finish this week making history, because no other player at his age, 51, has ever won a major championship.
I'm playing well enough. I don't give up anything in distance. So I'm not coming here as a 51-year-old and feeling like, oh my God, I just can't compete. If my head's in the game, I can compete with these young guys.
And for Seamus Power, who was on the fringes of contention in this event last year, his recent form includes a closing round of 64 in Texas last Sunday, and he's quite bullish about his prospects.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why I can't put myself in a good spot on Sunday. You know, my game isn't, I feel like, is in that good a position, but obviously, you know, still things are going to have to go your way.
Power is out just after 6:30 this evening. The other three Irish are due out early between 1 and 1:30 Irish time.
All right, thanks, Greg. In rugby, Caelan Doris and Niamh Jones were named as Men's and Women's Players of the Year at the Rugby Players Ireland Awards. In cycling, British rider Tadhg Geoghegan-Hart suffered a hip fracture and will need surgery after being involved in a often messy crash on a wet downhill stage in the Giro d'Italia. Ireland's Eddie Dunbar, though, avoided the crash. He's seventh overall. Fantastic performance from him. And Conor McGoldrick won the opening stage of the Ross Tolchin yesterday in his sprint finish. Great first stage from Navan to Burr. Racing today, meanwhile, features the Dante Stakes at York and an evening meeting at Tipperary.